Hi, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to talk about the Lightship. If you wish to ask any questions about the different types of healings that are on the Lightship or just any general questions about ascension, just type them into the BBS Fast Chat. Just click on it and type in about 10 words, and we'll answer that if we can. If you're new to the program, then go to Creation Lightship. And you can pick today's time if you want and date, day, and it'll come right up. Scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar and bring the light beam up. We're going to energize here in about a minute or so. So for the new people, the Lightship is what Jesus used for his healings 2,000 years ago. And if you take the word Father from the Bible and just to replace that with Creation Lightship, you have a much better understanding about what it is. People ask me when I go out to expos, et cetera, they say, why don't I find any information on it about the Lightship? Well, it's because it's not out there. It's not in any books at all because they only come once every 2,000 years, and nobody knows about it until they actually show up. And they came here in February of 2005. This is when we started our mission here. So we'll start to do entity releases from people, and these are little things that attach to you. Many emotional bodies do connect with us here, unfortunately. And they can give us addictions and traumas as we have the energies work in us in place of our spirit. So this is what they're doing to us. So you want to actually become very clear, stay in your heart center to find out your true truth. Entities can actually channel through you. People who think they're channeling some divine being can actually be channeling an entity that came into their body and giving them, you know, information that may not be completely right, but the entity is having a lot of fun doing this here. And they live off your emotional trauma. So here we go. I'm going to take them out of your feet right now. And again, if you have any pain in your body, that attracts entities galore. So you want to have those released, as you want to do yourself also. And here we go. Here we'll do a mind control release after we do the mind-to-heart drop here. In fact, maybe I'll do it after the entities here. You can see the difference on it. And here we go, going up to your ankles and knees. Okay. And now we're going up to our waist. And moving up to our shoulders and neck and head. And again, we're going to bring more of you back into your body. So this is your spirit fragments that left in the moment when you were in pain or drama or trauma, arguing or whatever, not being in your body, maybe taking drugs or alcohol. And this allows your spirit to leave because it needs to be connected to you to communicate to you consciously. This is why your spirit leaves. It can't live in that low vibration. So here we go. Going to bring you more in. I'm going to count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll just give you some music here. And just kind of sit back and relax and kind of feel how it is to have your spirit more with you. Okay, we'll do a mind control disconnect here for everybody. So this is actually energies that's coming into your body. These can be EMF energies from your life, from your cell phone transmissions, from the radio and TV broadcasts going through you. So anything that deals with energies being bombarded into your body, we're going to release them on count to ten. So you feel like you're inside of a bubble. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should feel the energy changing instantly around you. So again, just kind of feel how you sense the energies. Do a body scan, and you should feel like you're disconnected, and your body should start to loosen up, become more relaxed. So we'll see if Sylvia's out here in cyberspace, our co-host. So Sylvia, are you around out there?
Yes, I am, and hello and welcome, everyone. And we have a nice group with us tonight on the Fast Chat. If you haven't joined us there, you can just by simply going to our Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio, and then scroll down a little bit, and you'll see a link for BBS Fast Chat. You just click on that, and it'll bring up a window for you where you can type in a question for Ron or a request. So please go ahead and join us if you haven't. It's a wonderful way to communicate interactively with us throughout the hour. And I guess I'll mention the question that's on there right now. We can get into that right away. And that's from Mike, and he's asking about the full lifetime emotional body clearing that you do, Ron, and if that clearing entails getting rid of entities or if that's a separate clearing.
Normally, that's a separate clearing. On the entity clearings, normally I get rid of at least 60 of them to maybe 100 entities that are controlling your life, and those are the major ones that we take out of you. And you feel better afterwards. The emotional clearing can get rid of entities, though. Remember, the entities get attracted to your emotions. So if you had the emotional body cleared and the entity was attached to a particular program, we'll call it. Remember, we're dealing with mind energy here. What you're running in your body is all mind energy. So you're running a program all the time, just like your computer. So you have different programs. And if you have entities attached to a certain emotional trauma that you dealt with, if the trauma is released, then they'll probably actually go because they're in you to draw the energy from you and living off that energy. So, yes, it can do that, but I don't necessarily go into that saying it's going to get rid of entities for people. We had another question, I believe, from Pauline about the light infusion chamber doing a whole life healing. So the emotional clearing, most of the healings that I do are actually whole life, lifetime. And what that is, it starts from your current age in the moment, and we go back to your conception. So I can do a special clearing where for each year of your life you're in the light infusion chamber, and that will tend to help you move forward with a lot of healing. So, and it's designed to bring light into your body. Remember, your body being extraterrestrial here, which you probably all understand and know. I mentioned that on many shows here. We're from different races of ETs, and we're brought down here to just to basically be slaves to them, but getting away from the negativity. But they took out of us our special light codes. This is why people are doing what they call DNA activations to get more of us into us, but they don't really work. The light infusion chamber can do that for you to bring in more light into your body. Remember, you're dealing with your body, not your spirit. So we do different clearings. We do clearings for your spirit, and most of them are for your body, which is your genetic coding of your body, which we call your DNA, to get rid of your traumas of the past. Remember, who you are is your ancestors. All their thoughts are actually with you, and you're running all those thoughts through you, and these thoughts that you have are actually controlling your life, along with the different problems that you're having in this lifetime with different situations. So, here we go. Anything else on the Fast Chat we can look at, Sylvia?
Well, we do have a question about the conference calls and whether or not the PIN numbers change to get on those. So you might want to just mention about that before we go any further.
Yeah, just give me an email. And, this got changed yesterday. So just give me a call, an email. You can go to healing@creationlightship.com, click on it, and I'll get back with you on the different PIN numbers here if you were in line to receive those by doing the individual calls. If you don't know what they are, every Monday and Friday and Wednesday we do special calls. The Monday and Friday calls are only $20, and those calls we go to the Lightship for 1 hour. And the calls that we had tonight, we went for, I'll just say, roughly, half an hour plus, kind of think here what it was. I'm kind of out of time here. So anyway, it's maybe Sylvia can help out there. We did water charges tonight in a half an hour Lightship healing, so a little bit over an hour in length.
You got it.
So anyway, if you're interested in having water for the whole month from the Lightship, divine water that you can drink. The divine life beings are there to help you each day. That call is $60 for the month, and you do 4 consecutive Wednesdays. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, maybe I was out of time, but I didn't remember us doing the chakra alignment.
Nope,
and
not yet.
Mind heart drop, so maybe we could go there and then answer some more questions.
Okay, so to go to your chakras here. And here we go. I guess we will do a 5-day emotional clearing here. So here we go. Moving your heart chakra around a little bit. Remember, these go out of alignment because of people projecting their energy, force of will. Remember, we're dealing with mind energy. So you could call it like a psychic attack brought to you by people. And the chakras move so they don't have all their energy stolen out of them. And here we go. Heart chakra is fine. Throat chakra. And going now to your third eye. Going down now below the heart. There we go. Perfect. And second chakra. And first chakra. Wonderful. We'll do an opening for everybody. So here we go. Heart chakra. Use the word spin. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. And now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So again, just sit back, relax. And we're going to first energize the light beam. So bring her up on your screen. But you'll bring in one of the males here. In fact, it'll actually have to be 3 males so they don't come in alone. So we're going to bring in the male energies here. These are the doctors that work with you on the light ship. Just kind of watch your monitor. It'll probably start to change colors, start to look a little more intense. The picture might kind of float, move around on your monitor screen a little bit here as it becomes three-dimensional. You may feel your room becoming more electric, and the air may change, and they're coming in right now. You might want to watch the eyes. Here we go. Beautiful. I had a question about our special Tuesday night events. We'll be doing that probably about a month from now. So Robin and Sylvia are a little busy, so about a month from now we'll be doing the Q&A calls on Tuesday night, which we'll post on this site here when we start to do that. Okay, let's do the mind-to-heart drop here. So just relax right now. And for the new people, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. 1st floor is your heart. And this you can do yourself if you've done this quite a few times with me. You probably can do it automatically without me doing this here. But for the newcomers, we're going to drop your mental body, your awakening conscious, down to your heart center. Here we go. We're going to drop down. So counting backwards from 10 to 1. And the 10th floor, you know, is your thoughts. 1st floor is in your heart with your spirit. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just enjoy being in your heart and also connect to your spirit. guess we'll get into some healings here, so I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
All right. I believe we had a request a little bit ago for a sample of the emotional clearing for 5 days.
Okay. Sounds good to me. So here we go. So 5 days ago, and for new people, this is a sample clearing. I do these on a whole life basis, so this gets rid of about 80% of your stuff here that you're dealing with. But remember, this is just the top of the iceberg. Underneath it is a lot more, so this is why we do the whole life for you. So here we go. Sit back, feel your body energy. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body clearing for people if they've had trauma during the last 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do a pain body if anybody has pain in their body here. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. This is like the other side of the coin of the emotional. This goes actually much deeper. Some people live in feelings more than they do in emotions. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do one more here. We'll do a sensory body. This is how you physically sense energies here on this planet, the way you get stimulated. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Wonderful. So now the request here is for parallel life and planetary disconnections. So here we go. I'll just talk about that here. The parallel life is for your spirit. Remember, it's taken off to dark side universes and living there along with living here, and it brings back the gunk, the stuff from those universes that the dark side has captured your spirit into. And these are cloned Earth bodies, Earth planets like ours, with cloned physical bodies of people. And you're one of those people. So here we go. We'll go and release you out of 10 of these here. There's thousands of these, so this will just kind of help you out a little bit here. So I'd like you just to think of a pain in your body. And it's very possible that that imprint got imprinted in you from a parallel life, and your spirit brought that pain into you, and maybe it caused your condition that you have right now because it was resonating inside of your field. So here we go. First planet, parallel life released out of, cleared. Second parallel life, cleared. Third cleared. Fourth cleared. Fifth cleared. Sixth cleared. Seventh cleared. Eighth cleared. Ninth cleared. And tenth cleared. So this is a spirit clearing for you, spirit healing. And now we're going to do one for your body. And the body clearing is the one for the planets. Remember your horoscope, your natal chart, how the planets are controlling you, how they give you your life path, we'll say, the way you're supposed to live your life in this lifetime. This is why it's, you know, works with astrology, because the planets are doing this to you, controlled by extraterrestrials. And the extraterrestrials could actually be a planet. So this is the negative energies that are all controlling you. And I would probably say that all the planets typically out there, if they are controlling you, would be negative, okay? Because the light only works in the now, and the light only has free choice. Nothing is predetermined in the light. So once you start understanding this and you get on more of my shows here, you'll start realizing how much disinformation is out there and how much you've been betrayed by the common knowledge that's out amongst all of us here. Remember, as you see it and you think it's in print, a lot of people think because it's in print that it's definitely the energy that you want to actually get into, and you believe that it's true because it's in print. Remember, if you want it to be true, you make a book. So here we go. And people read it, and that gets imprinted onto them. And the ETs can even actually run, the negative ETs can run special frequencies into different words as you read them and give you mind control on it. Anyway, I won't get into that. So here we go. Keep it more on a positive note and stay in your heart. This is for your body. This is going to help to heal your body. This is going to take away cords and maybe a predetermined life path for you from these planets. Remember, they're transmitting their mind control to you. Remember, you're like a computer. So your body is like the hard drive, and all these programs are put into your hard drive, which is your body, and you're running different types of programs from them. So we don't have much free will here. Here we go. So first planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. Okay, so just see how you feel, and hopefully you're feeling a little bit better. I'll put some music on so you can sample your body energies. You might want to get up and stretch, walk around, and you may find that your condition that you had previously is maybe a lesson for you. On the fast chat. Are you there, Sylvia? Anything else need to cover here?
Well, we have a question. I believe it was from Cindy about cell phones and if it's unsafe or dangerous to sleep next to them.
Boy, well, the phones are connected automatically to the towers, whether you use it or not. I don't think that would be, I would say possibly not, because you're getting the transmission anyway. Remember, just because you have a cell phone doesn't mean that it's only going to be directed to the cell phone. It's coming into your body also, unless maybe there somebody out there is targeting your phone only. So I can't get too much into that because I'm only into the healing mode of things. I don't know. You may have to ask somebody who maybe is more in the know than I am. I know that when you do have them turned on and it is transmitting, okay, otherwise it's in the receiving mode. So when you are transmitting, it is putting out a frequency, and it is putting out power, okay? When it puts out power from the antenna as a transmitter, that's where the problem normally occurs to the body. So you want to be careful of that. And it is it's the inverse square law. So I'll talk about that briefly here. This is true with a lot of electronic things. If you hold it, say, an inch away from you, we'll say it puts out a number 10 of energy. When you move it 2 inches away, then it's half of that. Then it's a 5, we'll say. Another, I think it's another double the distance, then it becomes half of that again, which is 1/4, I believe. So you can check out inverse square law. So typically, if you hold the cell phone maybe 2 foot away from you, it'll probably have a way, way less effect on you than it would be otherwise. So it's probably good to use a speakerphone and just hold it away from your ear. But you could check into that also. So I hope that helped you. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. I see a question we have from someone who must have been reading your list of the different services that you have and seeing one of the bodies there that you do clearings on, one of the invisible energetic bodies, and they're asking what that is, and that's the sludge body.
Okay. Good question. I'm upgrading that one from body number one to body number two also. The sludge body is how the dark side attaches their energies to you. And so that is the way that they come into you. The sludge body kind of looks like maybe a thick tar around you or like molasses. And it's some way that the dark side can connect to you. If you're going to get that clearing, I'm doing a second one, which I'm just going to be starting. So the first one on the page is just number one. I'll be doing number two, which goes more in depth. And they're probably both needed. Now, once you have your sludge body clearing, what you'd want to have would be another clearing. I'm trying to pull up the name of it here. Let me think here. That would more than likely be the one that turns your bodies inside of you. In fact, I'll do that right now. Okay. In fact, I'll do a sample of the sludge body. So this would be very interesting. I think how the light ship wants to do this here. They'll get back with me in a second here. They're going to do it 5 days, so here we go. So this is going to disconnect this energy from the past that they connected into you. Remember, these are like energy cords, okay? And here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we're going to do the other clearing. And this is the magnetic alignment bodies, okay? Now, what this is you have bodies inside of yourself that should all be in alignment. Think of like dominoes being in a line, okay? Well, when the sludge body gets activated, they put this body around you. This is how they attach. They come in and interfere with your energetic invisible bodies, and they turn them. This is the way they get into you. When they're all in alignment, you're like zipped up really tight, and your spirit has control over everything. But when they come in through your sludge body, then they can turn these bodies inside of you, and then they can enter them. So this is the way I kind of look at when people talk about having holes in your aura. This is probably what they're really talking about. So here we go. I'm going to take one of your bodies, and they do move. And typically, if you look down upon yourself from the ceiling, we'll say at 12 o'clock, we'll say looking forward, is at 0 degrees, and then to your right will be at 3 o'clock, which is 90, and going around 6 o'clock is 180, etc. So I'm going to take one of your bodies and move it closer so that's in alignment at 0 degrees. And even though I move it only a little bit, you will feel the effect on it for most people. And it'll be better than what it was, even though it's not completed. So I'm going to move this one body 20 degrees. So here we go. I'm going to count backwards. So 20 degrees. Take a deep breath. 19 and 18 and 17 and 16, 15. So you may feel your body twisting on the inside, so to speak. And you may be able to breathe better. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10 degrees. And some more here. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, okay, see how you feel. Here we go, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you just got corrected 20 degrees with one of your bodies. I think so far I've worked with somebody whose body was out about 320 degrees. So that took a while to do. But typically, I would say what I've worked with so far, the average is probably about a dozen bodies or so that I have worked with people. So what I do is the first initial clearing, and then I check back within a couple of days and see if you need anything else done to you, because sometimes they pop up. So anyway, I'll do a second body for you, the same thing. Remember, you may have a dozen of these out or so. The price that I charge is $10 per body, And if you have over 15, then I cap it off at $150. So here we go. So far, I think I've worked with maybe about 30 bodies on one particular person so far, maybe even more. So here we go. Second body, 20 degrees, turning it, 19. You're going to feel actually shift from left to right, 18, 17, 16, and 15 degrees, and 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, and 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and 4, 3, 2, and 1. So that one's corrected a little better. So just kind of see how you feel. You might want to just get up and walk around. Some people have told me that they feel dizzy after doing this here. Some people say they have a lot more energy also. So this is just the way the dark side has played with you to come into your energetic field. Once you get this done, they probably have a much harder time doing it. I also do other clearings. One of them is a spirit barcode clearing. When you come to the earth plane, you get tattooed. Your spirit gets tattooed by this barcode, so you can't leave here. So they keep track of you. So I take that off of your spirit. Another clearing that I do is the ET abduction code. This is the access code to be abducted to, the ET ship. So I get that off of you, too. And I do one other clearing, too, which I can't recall what it is off the top of my head here. So if you're interested in that, that can be done for you also. Right now, the light ship is actually working with the God plane energy. So I'm going to describe that to people so you get an understanding. The creation energy never created the God energies here. That's brought to us by our wonderful ETs to separate us out from ourselves, to dilute our spiritual energy so we could go outside of ourselves and not know about the spirit inside of us. So they mimicked everything that the light ship has created because they needed a way so that your spirit can sort of understand that it's doing the right thing for each lifetime here. And what's happened is that they created a lot of energies that are like 99.99% the same, but they're just slightly off. So what the ETs gave us is the God energies, the religious energies here. So when you go to a church and you pray, that's what you're praying to outside of yourself. This is why Jesus said to go within, never pray outside of yourself. And don't connect with any energies outside of yourself. Always go within. So once you understand that, and you write this down on a piece of paper even, the whole foundation for this show here is to get you more into your body to connect to your own divinity. It's always with you. And so, you know, the kingdom is within. And the other thing is to get you to understand that you do have a spirit with you and to focus on that and definitely not to go outside of yourself looking for things. And when you do that, then you're going to be connecting to the different energies around. And these are all extraterrestrial. So the ETs brought to you what we call, and which is being talked about in many, many books now, there's probably number one sellers out there, which is the mass consciousness, what we have here. And in that is, have your thoughts control your reality. You've probably all heard about this here, mind control, that's what it is. Remember, your thoughts are controlling your reality. So what do? You have the battle of the mind. So one mind controls somebody else's mind to do something for you. That's force of will. That's not light energy. So all those books should have a disclaimer on the very first page, which is if you want to become mind-controlled and control other people in a negative fashion and be controlled by the negative ETs, to buy my book. And they don't do that naturally. But the whole thing is that we have two energies. We have mind control, which a dark side mimic through our mass consciousness here, collective consciousness, the God plane energies where they brought in God energies to control us, to pray outside of ourselves. People do pray to these energies, and they normally pray because they want something in their life. So what happens? That energy is now used against someone else because it will have to work with somebody else when you want something to take them off of whatever they're doing. Remember, we're all controlled by programs. So when you want something in your life, you're actually tapping into a program which is controlling somebody else, and that can cause emotional harm, even physical harm and physical death because you're doing something to someone else. And that can even go as far as, people doing curses, spells, and hexes. And this is all the same thing. It's all under the same umbrella of mind control, which is in the God plane energy. So the light ship now, because of what it has done to people here in humanity, and it has to be eliminated because these energy pools are used continuously by people using dark side energies. And there's a lot of practitioners out there who actually use these energies thinking that they're doing some really nice holy thing and that they're really plugged into the archangels and plugged into God and plugged into Jesus, and they don't know the difference. And they're actually causing people much, much harm. So this is the whole process. So the light ship has taken out these energy pools. So at some point in time, when a dark side practitioner starts to use these pools, it will no longer exist because that's all force of will. And like I said, it's causing people physical harm. And this is part of the ascension process. This is the process to regain and bring back spirit in your heart back to you, the fragments of you. So, you know, the light ship has to do this as part of the sequence of healings that they do. And when ascension time comes, there will be no more God plane energy here, no more mind control, because the mind control is eliminated completely. So they're doing it now, hopefully to get rid of some of this tension and pressure from us here so we can think clearer and connect more to our spirit. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia. So you still out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and we have a lot of great questions on the fast chat. And also, I think a while ago, I can't read it anymore on the fast chat, but we had a request, and I believe that was from Ed, to have the source energy come in. And maybe you could talk a little bit more about the difference between the source energy and just what you call the God plane energy that was mimicking that.
Yes, okay, the source energy is what created you, created the universe of light. The God plane energies never did that, but they will claim that because they have the same agenda, they have the same information, but they twist it. So the God plane energy, if you're used to using the word God, that energy, that's all in duality. But if you're used to that, the teachings are that, you know, God created everything. And the light ship is what created everything. The God plane, the God energy that you pray to in churches is not connected to the light ship in any way or form because they don't need your energy. You already have it with you. Why would they give you a spirit in your body, you know, when you have to go outside and look for it outside of yourself? You already have it. So this is the whole teachings of Jesus, to go within. And the light only works in the now. So anything that's outside of the now, predictions, et cetera, anything in the future, that's predetermined, predicted, is the dark side script that you are running on. Remember, we have programs in us, and the light ship has taken away these programs. And because they love you, and they're here to help you out, this is why they come every 2,000 years to get rid of the darkness energy. So the whole process is that the light ship created you. This is source energy. It's not God energy. And the light ship no way ever needs you to connect to the light ship. In fact, you cannot even connect to the light ship because it doesn't want to take away or change your life path. It's all free choice as far as what the light ship is concerned, okay? And the God energy, which the ETs brought to you, remember, watch the movie 10,000 B.C. And also, if you want to see ETs, we'll say, living here, you could watch the movie They Live. That's another good one to watch. And then also The Mist. And there's a new movie out, kind of twisted a little bit in some of the things on it. I think it's called The Compass, I believe. And that movie starts off right off the bat with parallel lifetimes. So you may want to watch it two or three times to kind of catch on to it. But they do twist some of the words around in there. But aside from that, it does talk about parallel lifetimes and how people are kind of controlled. So I won't get too much more into that one. So anyway, I hope that answered your question here. So the main thing is the light ship does not need you to connect to it. You already have the connection with you. This is why Jesus said don't go outside of yourself. And that's very, very important to remember. So if you're a newcomer listening to the program, just write down the light only works in the now. And anything outside of the now, anything that's controlling you, is not of the light. And that's your planets that are controlling you and the ET energies and the God plane energy. And that's the mass conscious which they're allowing you to receive and connect with. So whatever is in that God plane energy and mass consciousness that people channel and bring in, remember the ETs are allowing you to get the information of what they want you to receive, okay? This is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so they'll only tell you what they want you to believe. They'll never tell you the 100% truth, but it will sound very, very close to it. And but they'll never tell you right off the get-go to go inside to your spirit. They'll always give you that carrot in front of your nose, which you chase forever. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope that answered your question.
Yes, it did. And also, I believe Ed was requesting to have a sample or to have the source energy brought in. Could we do that before we continue on?
Sure. Sounds good. Okay. Here we go, Ed. And watch the light beam on your screen. We'll bring in... I'll bring in the 12 source energies here. I'll do it real quick for everybody. This is what created you and created the universe of light. So here we go. First one's coming in. Well, that's great from Kyle. Religion. It's real lies going on. You can see it on the fast chat. He has R-E, and then separated, L-I, and then just blinked off here, and then G-I-O-N. That's great. Great. And the dark always, you know, has their own way of doing things here. It's like what I say with the word God. And when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you actually add P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. So you're putting on that T-shirt with the bullseye. So here we go. You don't want to become prey. Here comes the first energy coming in. Okay. And I'll have to do this real quick because our show has a time limit here. And here comes number two source energy. Okay. And number three. And number four. And number five. And number six. And number seven. Number eight, number nine, number 10, 11, and 12. Okay. So you should feel pretty good. You may have resonated more with one of these than another one. They're all different frequencies, but yet they're all the same intensity. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. We had a question from... someone on the fast chat asking about what clearing would be good for them to do. I guess they're waking up in the night. It's like they're being woken up, you know, and then their mind is like racing with worries and that kind of thing, and they're unable to get back to sleep for a long time. And I believe that person's done the parallel life clearing, so do you have any other recommendations of what might address that?
Boy, I have to think on that one. I would say probably do the sludge body clearing, because that's how they're probably coming into a different area. Unfortunately, we've had to create many clearings to help people, so this is why the list is so long with clearings, and you may not need all of them, but they are helpful. But for the newcomers, what you want first is the emotional clearing, and that will tend to help you all decide which one you want next here. Then we have the initial empowerment clearings there, which is what you should go through first. So I would say very possibly do the sludge body, and that's how they're probably coming in. Also, maybe if we haven't done with you the clearing for the ET abduction codes, that could be a good one. And also the spirit barcode stamping. So I would suggest probably those. Back to you, Sylvia.
I believe we had a question about what the rates are for the barcode and the abduction clearing. Or should somebody just contact you?
Yeah, I think they're around $150.
Okay, well, you can email Ron for more specifics on that. And let's talk. We just have a few minutes left, and I wanted to talk about the radio programs. And I know a lot of people have had just huge benefits from listening to these radio programs with these wonderful healings, and have asked how they could contribute to this mission of the Creation Light Ship and the Ascension process. So is there some way that someone could sponsor a radio show if they wanted to participate in this, and how would that work, Ron?
Oh, that'd be wonderful, yeah. I think each show cost me around $60, I believe. So, yeah, if you'd like to sponsor one, that'd be wonderful. And what we'd do is probably then dedicate each individual show to the sponsor, and we can probably, through emails, get information from you about what healings you'd like to receive on that particular show. We can tell you what day we're doing your show, and you can come on, and we will answer your questions of what you want on the fast chat, and also have them also on the email, so we can cater a show just for you. So, yeah, that'd be wonderful, because these shows do cost me money. It's not free. I don't have a large bankroll out there to finance these here, but I am trying to help everybody that I can. So, anyway, and normally what I do is the money that I make for doing special healings for people, it all goes back into doing these particular shows. So, yeah, these shows cost me, I don't know, if I figure out all the preparation, it's probably about $1,000 a month to put them on. So I don't know if anybody else is actually giving away $1,000 for people to have free healings. So anyway, that's how I kind of look at it. So back to you, Sylvia. But, yeah, if you want to be a sponsor, that'd be wonderful. Just get online, and you can go into the donation site and also send me an email and just say this is for sponsoring a show, and we'll get back with you and set up a show just for you.
Oh, that sounds great. Let's see. I think we earlier had also a question about what is the set sequence timing body clearing all about, and if we could have a sample of that.
Okay, yeah. So what happens is that puts you back into divine time, okay? That may sound kind of funny because the light doesn't work with time, but you are connected with the frequency from the light ship, okay? So what happens when you disconnect from that, which means that you're not in the moment, okay? So when you're not in the moment, you're in time. So I want that to be kind of clear. So just think of when you're thinking of a thought from the past or one in the future, you're not in time, okay? Now when you are in time, like on this show right now, everybody listening is in time. This is why we already went through about 50 minutes here of the show, okay? So when you're in the moment, then you're out of time, and the time goes by very, very quickly. Well, what happens is, as your body goes through the process of being in the past and in the future, then you're out of universal connection, we'll say, to your heart center, and that takes you out of time. This is how you get hooked up by the ETs, because they're running the energy on their programs in the past and in the future. So with this clearing, what it does is puts your whole body back into current heart energy in the moment. So I hope that helped you, and you feel much better because all of a sudden your healing's fall into place because you're scattered throughout your whole life. You know, you can kind of think of days in the past that you've been scattered. And so when you're scattered, you're not in sync with your divine spirit, and this puts you back into spirit alignment. Hope that answered your question okay.
So the clearing actually goes back to through your whole lifetime and puts you into the heart energy in the moment for your whole life, not just for right now?
Yes, it goes back into your past, because remember, you're living your past too. So once you're in that process of being in the moment for your whole lifetime, you got rid of a lot of crud around you, because all those thoughts and stuff that are still trying to recycle to get back into present moment is going to get eliminated, and you're going to be in this whole lifetime in the moment up to the point of that clearing.
Sounds wonderful. So is that something that you can do a sample of? We have about 2 or 3 minutes left.
Sure. Okay, so I'm going to take everybody that was in the past for the last 5 days, and I'm going to just count to 10 to bring you into the moment. Now, the reason why I count numbers is because it's very easy for me to do, and it commands the energy, so it's going to work. I could use ABC, et cetera, or anything else. So one person asked me, is this hypnosis because you're counting? I go, no, I have to command the energy some way. So here we go. I'm just going to count to 10, and you're going to feel your energy system change, all your thoughts from the past come into this present moment, and you're going to be in the present moment from the last 5 days. So here we go. I was counting from 10 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now we're going to go people who are in the future with their thoughts. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This would be like 5 days into the future. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. So you should feel a big shift in energy. And if you don't feel anything, it's still working. So that's not a prerequisite to have healing done. So I need to talk to you about that just briefly here. Normally when I work with men, I don't expect to have any kind of sensation typically, because about 1% of the men can feel. Women are about 50-50, but the energies work anyway. So if you don't feel anything listening to this show, believe me, you're still having the healing. It's not needed to actually feel it. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, we are just about out of time. And anything you'd like to say or announce before we send people off for their holiday for the next day or so?
So, yeah, we have a thing on here. It looks like Cindy and Annika wants to sponsor a show for $30 a piece. That'd be great. Just connect with me on an email. And maybe your phone number, and I can talk with you and see what you want to cover on the show. Special questions just for you, and we'll just see how this works out. So thank you so much, both of you. That helps me out immensely here. So we're going to bring in some divine energy. We're basically out of time. I'm going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And you may smell like a fragrance in your room, maybe roses sometimes, or a flower fragrance. So here she comes. She'll be coming in through the light bean here. And the light bean will be activated with Mother Mary for the next half an hour. So just leave your monitor turned on and allow the energy to come through. And here she comes. And again, these are all heart-based energies, heart-to-heart. So this is how you're going to sense them. It'll never be inside of your head, because the light ship doesn't work with mind energy. And we'll be signing off. So our next program will be on Friday, and it'll be Station 2, and it starts 5 minutes earlier than today. Okay, everyone, so blessings to all of you, and hopefully we'll see you on Friday.
Blessings, everyone. Have a wonderful holiday. It's been wonderful to be with you, and we'll see you Friday. Good night.